If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So Drab came in here just 20 seconds ago and he basically blew my mind with a video on his phone. It's a short video of Harrison Ford just standing on the platform of a New York City subway station, just waiting for a train to show up. And he just casually strolls onto the train.
The thing is, he's not even in disguise.
He's with his wife, too. He's with Calista Flockhart.
She was earlier.
I think she left him. She kissed him a goodbye on the platform.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that big of a deal. I don't know why you guys think it's so crazy. Well, the subway in New York is a very efficient way to get around.
No. I know, but he's just too big of a star.
It's also a place where a maniac could come and push you onto the tracks just randomly.
That doesn't happen that often based on percentages.
I know, but Harrison Ford should always have a private driver.
But it's happening.
He's too big of a subway.
He's too big of a subway.
He's an A++.
He's in New York City. Hop in a cab.
Yeah.
There's 7 million.
Or just have your own driver.
Yeah, he's way too silly to be waiting. He's waiting for a subway car to just show up.
Is he doing, like, research for a film or something?
I don't know.
Maybe he's
taking a subway to Broadway to go see a show.
He's touching that dirty pole.
I don't know. How's he dressed?
You know what? Nobody.
Jeans and a dress shirt?
Yeah. He thinks he's just out there, you know, not living his life. Of course he is.
He looks like he walked right off the set of Shrinking on Apple TV, right onto the subway.
Are you telling me if you saw Harrison Ford by himself down here at the Metro on the old Navy Yard?
It would be weird.
You wouldn't think that would be the strangest thing ever?
Well, it'd be a celebrity sighting for sure, but... I use public transportation.
You would question why he was there. I guarantee you'd say, why is Harrison Ford taking the Metro?
He must be on Felt Street.
Yeah, I would say, oh, Harrison Ford is nubs. Harrison Ford has lost all of his money.
I think in New York it's convenient, but you make a good point. You could take a cab.
No, I think there's nothing more convenient than the cab.
But I don't know. Did he live in New York for a portion of his life? Does he live in New York now? It just might be second nature for him.
I'm sure he lived there at some point. The cabs couldn't be any easier. It just couldn't be any easier.
All right, here you go.
He's a subway guy.
He was going to see Curse of the Starving Class.
There you go.
An off-Broadway play.
Okay. Yeah, and it probably stops right there.
Take a cab.
Maybe, but you have a private driver and drop it right off in front of them.
He doesn't think it's that big a deal.
Well, clearly, it's just...
During the Super Bowl, he just did a brand new Jeep commercial. Drive around your silly Jeep around New York City or have somebody drive you from point A to point B. I'm not relying. If I'm as silly as Harrison Ford, there's no way I'm relying on public transportation. I'm just not doing it.
He likes to immerse himself with the common folk.
Good for him.
You would put yourself above it.
No, it's not. Above it. I just prefer not to ride on a subway train or a bus when I can go. I can drive myself, or I have the means to hire somebody to drive me to the place.
He doesn't want to waste.
You and I, we'd 100% we'd have a private driver.
1,000%.
when you have the Harrison Ford money?
Oh, it's but not even need a private driver.
It's not even that he's Uber. Taking the subway. If he was taking the subway with a PR rep and a friend and his wife,
right.
I totally
like an
get
entourage.
It. He's so famous. He's a top 100 famous person on the planet, 100%. Probably.
It'd be and like Sylvester Stallone down there.
Yeah. Riding it by himself.
Yeah, it's weird.
Again, it's if the stop, and I don't know the stop, if the stop is right by where the show is, it's convenient.
Well, it probably is right by the
his whole life is convenient.
It would be like...
He didn't need convenient. His whole life is convenient.
It'd be like Ovi riding the subway to a Caps game. It doesn't make any sense.
How many people
park below the arena? Why would you take the subway?
How many people do you think ask for pictures or autographs?
Stunned.
Do you think not that many?
In that video, in that video, it was about 20 seconds long. I don't think he got approached by anybody.
He just looks like an old dog.
That was 20 seconds.
He looks like Harrison.
Because everybody on that platform is like, "Oh my God, why is Harrison? Why is Han Solo?" Why is Indiana Jones riding the subway?
He clearly Han Solo.
Well, people clearly were bothering him because people took pictures of him at the subway and on the car.
Okay. Once they kind of realized that it was him.
Okay.
I guarantee you, everyone was just
there's video
all over it.
Even
by the way, under 30 probably don't know who he is.
Under 30? Well,
there's a lot of people
over
30.
Maybe even under 40.
I don't know.
I don't know about that. He's pretty damn famous.
He's still all over the place doing movies. I guarantee you tons of people know.
It's been a while since The Fugitive. Now, I do watch Shrinking, which is a good show, on Apple TV Plus.
Yeah, but he's two of the biggest iconic characters of all time.
Yeah, but those are also older. Like, do you think you're... All right, I know this. My 24-year-old hasn't watched Raiders of the Lost Ark.
My oldest has probably seen at least one of the Raiders of the Lost Ark movies, if not two or three. Or Indiana Jones movies.
Sure.
Like they know who Harrison Ford is. Locke.
My daughters definitely have watched Indiana Jones.
He starred in a Super Bowl commercial by himself for a minute long. He's a big
fan. I'm not denying he's a huge silly. I'm just saying
the Super Bowl.
I think generationally
where's
though,
the weirdest place you've stumbled onto a celebrity? Because we'd go to Super Bowls and see celebrities. But that's normal. Place. You're at a bar or something. One of my most random ones. Now, again, I was in California, but I was in Santa Monica, and friggin' Matthew McConaughey rollerbladed right by me with all the people around just being weird Matthew McConaughey.
I saw Bono out there.
All the people look at you.
Bono was walking down the street that's in Santa Monica Pier. Near
right. Exactly right there.
Yeah.
And Matthew McConaughey looked homeless. He looked smelly and homeless.
My celebrity is way, way lower on the list, but I definitely...
No, like a weird place. Not just like a celebrity you saw, but like a
weird
place. This is weird.
All right. I had breakfast with Mike Hampton when he was pitching for the Rockies at spring training back in the day.
Where was he? Kiowa?
A Denny's, like in Florida.
Okay.
What's the name of that pancake house or whatever in Rockville?
The original pancake house?
Mitch Richmond was having breakfast right now.
Mitch Richmond was having a short stack.
It was the original pancake house.
It was with the Wizards. Right?
Yeah, I was
Bullets
bizarre.
Maybe back then.
I was like, what are you doing here?
We're happy with Mitch.
Yeah, she said, why do we trade Chris Webber for you? Why did this happen?
Newsweek is reporting that Ford lives in California and Flockhart lives in New York because she's doing Broadway.
So he's probably there
a lot. They live on separate coasts, but he's probably there all the time.
Right.
But he said, apparently he talked to another passenger, and the passenger asked him, why are you taking the metro or the subway?
Yeah.
And he said, it's been so long, I just wanted to do it.
Oh, he just wanted to. That's
what he said.
He wanted the novelty.
That makes sense.
Okay. That's what he said.
That actually makes sense. Right,
everyone's regular life is a novelty.
Yeah. He's about to dunk off.
He wanted to live like a normal dude.
Yeah. He's 80.
It is kind of strange, though.
Yeah.
It's definitely weird.
He's still super active, though, for 80. Like I said, I mean, I watched Shrinking in
1923. I mean, people watch that.
Is that like a Yellowstone? Like,
that's
Taylor Sheridan.
Yeah. And I guarantee people under 40 watch 1923. So many people know who he is.
Yeah. Oh, everybody knows who freaking Harrison Ford is. Yeah. But that, I mean, it would.
JP's acting like Indiana Jones' last movie.
I'd be willing to bet my 18 year old son doesn't.
Or okay, maybe he doesn't, but.
He might be a dog. He might know.
All I know is if I go to the Gallery Place Metro, and
I bet you think your daughter knows
Harrison Ford. I have no idea.
I would bet Kate doesn't.
If I saw him on the platform at Gallery Place, I would fall over. I wouldn't know what to do.
Would you ask him for a picture?
No, I'm not going to bother the guy.
What if you found out, like, my daughter's best friend did, that Ovi was at the bar
in your neighborhood? I'm gonna, you know what I'm gonna do?
It's 2 minutes away from you.
I'm gonna act like I've been there before.
You're not gonna rush out of your dorm and go run down and see him?
I might go, but I'm not gonna bother him. I might go to like gawk at him from afar, right, but I'm not gonna go bother him for a picture.
Right. I wonder how long it lasts. Once those pictures hit social media, I wonder how long it lasted before he had the hightail.
Hey, Valdez, can you play the song that he was dancing to? Like, I'm going to get it wrong. Is it She Dances for Bands or something about bands?
Oh, I don't know. The bands that make her dance.
Yeah. I don't know anything about it.
There's a lot of P word in there.
Well, I mean, if you can find a radio edit. But apparently it's like, I think it might be Chickie's, like Jacob Chychrun's favorite song. Or like he serenaded him with that after... Yes. Chychrun signed his
Caps
extension.
And Ovi in particular are having a lot of fun with that song.
Yeah, I've never heard the song. I don't know the artist. I just know it's affiliated with the Caps.
Juicy J.
Loosely.
Juicy J.
You're not a Juicy J guy, Cakes.
This is my first exposure.
Did a collab with Katy Perry. Silly. Do you know what song it was?
No.
Was it Dark Horses? Is that the name of the song?
Oh, I know the song you're talking about.
Is it called Dark Horse?
It definitely has horse in the title. Yeah. I'm not sure exactly.
That's
what
a banger.
Is. Okay, if you
I hope this is edited.
I hope so too.
Oh, you're playing this on a bands of make a day. All these cheese popping, I'm just popping bang. Bands of make a day. Bands of make a day. These cheese clapping and they ain't using hand.
So that's what Ovi was grooving to that last night in the bar in Boston.
In Boston.
I hope they give the Bruins the beatdown and that Ryan Leonard scores and Ovi scores twice. Is that asking for too much?
I say you go for a Hattie.
That's asking for a lot.
If you get to Hattie, then your game's in play.
Big so time. JP, JP, I sent this picture to my youngest daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My 21-year-old, not my 23-year-old.
Okay.
I said, do you know who that actor is?
What was her response?
Is that Ben Stiller?
All right, so
Ben Stiller.
I thought she would know.
Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller would be very upset if he got caught.
Not even the Stiller that's dead.
But you know what? Maybe that's just a bad picture. If I sent a better
picture. Looking at a list here from the end of last year. Harrison Ford is the fifth most famous actor in the world.
I mean, that tracks.
I'm going to send this picture.
Right behind
Denzel
Washington.
I know, but it's generationally.
Who you always bring up? Kids.
I'm just telling you.
I don't see 14-year-olds on the subway.
I'm saying 30-year-olds wouldn't even know.
You think Matt Valdez doesn't know who Harrison Ford is?
He's not 30. Which is he? 30.
You said under 40. I'm 37.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I think so Jake many has a people bit of disconnect with how
that's he's crazy.
He only cares about what 15-year-olds think.
Right?
That's not true. It's not true.
You bring up the commander.
He just went to somebody
time.
Who said he was Ben Stiller.
Only Dylan doesn't care about.
I just
the
think it was a
name.
Bad picture. I sent another picture of him at the Oscars. Let's see if she knows this one.
Yeah, send another picture.
All right, hold on,
man. Ben Stiller's distraught. She thinks that's him.
I guarantee my oldest daughter knows.
Yeah,
Ava's a little bit clueless when it comes to these. Photos.
Our nation's heroes need your support. If you have an old car or extra vehicle that you no longer need, donating it to the Purple Heart Foundation can provide critical assistance to vets and their families too. Donating a car is easy. You get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans will get the life-saving support that they need. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate a car and help our heroes. We need your support today. That's the purpleheartfoundation.org.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.